Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Check, 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 check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No.
Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. I'm kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
These trumpet presentations aren't over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
You know, love.
Yeah, salute to yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the drive.
Schmack dogs. Come on, Altmyer, get your Saints going.
It's not on. So I'm a Bears fan. Just got all out of sorts.
Where? What college? Kyle, can you effort what college your backup quarterback from Bears?
D2 rookie
Shepherd?
Quarterback. Yes.
It's like Shepherd College or something. I've never even heard of it. I just kept staring at his tattoo the whole time.
Yeah. Shepherd University.
Where the hell
in
is
in West Virginia?
Ah. Mm-hmm. That's your backup, Pipes.
Mm-hmm. Kyle was disgusted by his Dolphins' first quarter against the Panthers before their 3-touchdown win.
Disgusted by the rest of the game at all.
I've been disgusted by the Bears' season. So,
and I did a double-down money line on the Rams beating my Cardinals, and it worked. And
go.
I got all my money back at the end of the night.
There you go.
It was a good day.
But we've got plenty of time the rest of the week to talk about the NFL. Today
Luke's
is
like
devoted.
These
Today's devoted to Illinois football, as always, and it's especially fun after a win, which they got in College Park on Saturday. We're going to go to the Tapman's Towing phone line. I'll bring in Luke Altmyer. This segment brought to you by, as it is every week, Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend, First Federal Savings Bank, local and trusted, Crossroads Contractor Supply, the right tools when you need it, Brian Hansen at State Farm Insurance, visit brianismyguy.com, and by Carpenters Local 243. Luke, thanks for joining us. Got to feel pretty good after having a win on Saturday.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me. It was really cool.
Just let's start with the end where Maryland's able to go down. They get the tie with the field goal. You get one last chance. Casey Washington, man, you two crunch time have had some big moments. Toledo, obviously, and then that one. And then you had a nice scamper to set up Caleb Griffin's field goal. We'll talk about Griffin coming through with that kick, but leading up to get you guys in position, what was kind of going through your mind going into that drive, and what do you see when Casey's able to go up there and make some of those big plays?
Yeah, so we obviously needed to score the tie game there. Maryland did a good job in that fourth quarter to put themselves in position to tie the game and try to go into overtime with us. And as an offense, we were kind of struggling there in the second half at that point, but we were very confident in our two-minute offense. We've had a lot of success in that department, and we just try to go out there and make plays and try to put the ball in good field position for Caleb Griffin to go make a kick, which he did, or try to score a touchdown, either or. But I had a lot of great players around me who made a lot of plays. Obviously Casey Washington making an incredible play, and no surprise there. I think Casey's just super underrated as a player. Doesn't get a lot of looks or whatever it may be, but a guy who's hard worker, has incredible ball skills, and I know there's just so many good things coming to him.
Is there something about, like, number one, how much trust do you have when you make that throw to him? Of course, you got to put it in a great spot, which you did.
Sure.
Along the sideline in the Toledo game on that huge fourth down and this one as well. And then what is it? You probably mentioned it there with ball skills, but what is it about a receiver that can make those tough catches? Like, is there something in terms of positioning, timing, just toughness, just will to go get the ball? What does he have on that?
Yeah, I think it just all starts with a lot of hard work before the season even begins. You know, Casey was, kind of out there with me day one and, you know, with me throughout the whole off season. And, you know, that trust and chemistry obviously develops a little bit there. But, you know, during spring practice, fall camp, and so on, we've, we've worked so hard for those type of moments that have displayed on the field. Obviously, the catch in Toledo and that one that he had late in the game the other day. I mean, but not only those, he's made so many big catches like that throughout our season so far. And, it's just those God-gifted abilities that he's given Casey. And, you know, he uses them to the best of his abilities. And he works on his craft so much. And, like I said, I think so many good things are coming his way. Just a leader for our team and obviously a great player. But, like I said, I believe he's so underrated. I think he has a chance to play a lot of football in his future, past college, and looking forward to making a lot more of those plays with him.
I want to ask you, Luke, about two freshmen that were behind you in terms of running backs here, not behind you on the depth chart, but behind you literally. The first is Aiden Loffrey. Comes in his first play of the game. He's got to pick up an outside blitzer from the right side that's coming right at you. You're looking right at it. You make the throw to Pat Bryant, for his fifth touchdown to lead the team. Take me through that play and how important is that. One of those where once you get the snap and you see a guy coming, are you just kind of thinking, boy, I hope Loffrey gets over there and gets him? But he did a wonderful job of getting him.
Yeah, he did. He did a great job. Like you said, we kind of, Maryland brought a pressure boundary safety off the edge, and Aiden was responsible for that guy, and he met him right there, and he just did a great job. It's fundamentally, and he executed and gave me enough time to make a play. That's no surprise there. He's a guy who does whatever it takes for us to win, and had a lot of great runs too, and an explosive play there at the end in that 2-minute drive, threw a swing pass to him, got about 10 yards and, just did an incredible job for us and, works hard. Guy's a great player, young player, but, nobody would ever know it. He's got a bright future ahead of him.
Take me through the game in the huddle, not just one or two plays, but through the game as Caden Fagan, who kind of just reminds you of that aw shucks kind of kid, that just kind of, just a real nice young man. And here he is in his first true, really, start and action where it's all him in that backfield. To watch him continue to churn out yards for you guys and have such a big game, and obviously a kid that we think has a really bright future, what's that like in that huddle? Like when a game first begins, is a freshman like Caden a little bit nervous? Do you sense that? And then as the game goes on, is there just an excitement level on him where he's just sitting there thinking, give me the ball, man, I'm having fun?
Yeah, I mean, to see him do well and to see him have so many big plays Saturday was no surprise to any of us in our program. But, individually with him, I'm sure he was nervous to kind of – have that first solidified start, but nobody would ever know. Like I said, he's been so great in the off season, worked so hard, and has had a great fall camp and has done good things throughout our season. And in the huddle, he's pretty scary to look at, and the defenders are not really wanting to tackle him, and he makes me look small back there. So probably one of the biggest dudes on our team, but he's just a force. He's a downhill runner. He gets vertical and he's going to fall forward pretty much every time. And yeah, that's obviously a huge plus. And, he's getting better. He's learning the game and like I am too, but he's, like you said, he's got such a bright future ahead of him. And I'm looking forward to seeing how he springboards off of this game and into the rest of the season.
Yeah. And who are we kidding, Luke, like on his touchdown run at the goal line and you're pushing him forward? Like, who are we kidding here, Luke? Are you really thinking you're giving him the momentum to get in the end zone, or what's going on here?
give him a little bit extra love there.
There you go.
Act like I did something. I don't know. He didn't. So.
I love it.
Looks good on tape.
Exactly. Yeah.
Luke Altmaier, our guest on the Tapman's Towing phone line. One of the first things when we talked to Jay Layman last hour that he mentioned in terms of your guys' improved play this past week was the offensive line. I know that they've gotten some heat throughout the season, but what did you see out of them that allowed you guys to be productive in the run game, be able to have the chance to make some plays through the air with your arm? Was that something that you sensed them kind of coming together this week and having that type of performance, and just kind of what did it look like from your vantage point?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a group who, you know, steadily just puts one foot in front of the other every day and, you know, and gets better every day, like everybody on our roster and our team. And, you know, a group that was very in sync Saturday, you know, pushed those guys around. And that was a really big physical and fast group in Maryland, and it was a real challenge for them. But, you know, I believe from the first snap to the last, those guys took it to them and, you know, really helped our backs, obviously, and helped me in the past game. And, you know, a lot of times I got to help those guys out too, the way I, you know, fill the pocket, fill defenders and things like that. So some of those sacks go on them, but, you know, a good bit of them are, a few of them are on me too. So I got to help those guys out a little bit, but, you know, those guys really took it to Maryland and took it to their front and really asserted themselves and were a really tight knit group and really in sync. And those guys are looking to springboard that performance and to the rest of our season. And, you know, we go as they go. And I think they know that. And you know, everybody has confidence in those guys. And we're ready to, you know, keep that thing going.
Luke, when the ball leaves Caleb Griffin's foot and goes through the uprights, what's the feeling like for you, for the team? Like, what are you going to remember about that and hope to carry, obviously, with you in terms of momentum after that play?
Yeah, it was a really cool moment, you know, kind of that whole drive and, you know, leading up to that kick. And, you know, I think our whole sideline had so much confidence in Caleb. Obviously, he did it first game of the year. And, you know, he's a vet. He's kind of been there and done that. He's, you know, had a lot of opportunities, to make field goals. And, you know, I knew he was cool, calm, and collected in that moment. But, you know, obviously, there's a little bit of nerves and things like that, obviously, that are natural, but, yeah, it was really cool to see it go in, obviously. I mean, game where we're obviously underdogs and see it kind of go in, hit the clock at zero, and knowing that, you know, we won, it was cool to see everybody's reaction, and, it was a great feeling, obviously, you know, kind of comparative to what it has been the last few weeks. And, you know, I think it was a lot of great momentum, a lot of great energy that we'll use, you know, this week in practice. And it builds a lot of confidence for our whole team moving forward.
We got to get Luke a little bit more excitable, though, on that. I mean, you got Gabe Backus like head first diving into Griffin's cleat. And I'm like, Gabe, what are we doing here? And then they take a shot away, you know, of Luke, and he's just kind of standing there smiling like he doesn't really know what to do. He's too nice to rub it in. And he's just like, we got to get you more fired up, my man, after a big win.
No, I promise you. I was probably the most fired up out of all those guys. You might not have saw it, but it's great. I mean, I was the one who could barely even watch it because of how, you know, nervous and, you know, how I just wanted to go in. But yeah, I see what you're saying, though. Yeah, for sure.
You want the Eric Musselman take the shirt off and like stand up on the bench or something like that. We'll see. Maybe a homecoming win will get that done.
Let's go.
Maybe so. Yeah.
Hey, Luke, can you grade yourself as a quarterback? We're through about halfway through the season. You know, 8 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. You got a 63% completion percentage. You're averaging about 224 yards a game. That's the nitty-gritty of the numbers. How does Luke Altmaier kind of step back and grade himself halfway through essentially his first season as a college quarterback?
Yeah, it's obviously been an up-and-down season for me. And, you know, I think for myself, you know, I'm my biggest critic. I'm really hard on myself, and oftentimes, you know, I find myself and living in the world of perfectionism, and, you know, it's a tough world, but, you know, it really pushes me to be better each and every day. But, you know, I truly don't think I've played near my best, you know, through these seven games that we played.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I don't think I've touched near my best of, you know, what I can be for this team and to fulfill my role and what that looks like. And, you know, I know there's so much more that I can be for this team. And I think that just takes a little bit of experience and time. And
sure.
and things like that for, you know, in a lot of different areas of my game. And for me to, you know, get better at, I really do. I think there's so much more that, you know, I haven't even scratched the surface yet for me to be better for this team. And, but man, I've, you know, I've tried to compete. Like I've competed as hard as I can in each and every game. And, you know, there's a lot of things I got to clean up, but, you know, I'm out there giving it my 110%. But,
amen.
You know, as the game slows down for me is, you know, I get more comfortable with the position, you know, playing in my first season. You know, I see it on the film and, you know, I see it, you know, in my mind and what I can do, that there's so much more out there for me. And there's so many plays that, you know, I will be able to make moving forward. And I really do believe that.
Few more minutes, Luke Altmyer on the Tapman's Towing phone line. As you look towards Wisconsin, what do you know about them, and what challenges will they present for you guys as an offense?
Yeah, obviously a group that has, you know, great history, great tradition, you know, winning culture over there. But yeah, they'll be ready to, you know, they're coming off a loss. They'll be ready to kind of get in that win column again and ruin our homecoming at home here, I guess. But you know, a group that's going to be big, physical, fast, and well-coached. And, you know, we'll prepare, obviously, as best we can for those guys, and our coaches put us in great positions. But, you know, we'll have to play our best to go out there and get a win. And, you know, I think that's with every game you play in the Big Ten, you're going to have to go play your best to beat anybody you come up against. But, you know, especially a team like Wisconsin, who has great tradition, great history, and obviously a lot of talent on that side of the ball. So, we'll be ready to go. We're going to match their. We're going to match everything, match their energy, match their physicality. We're going to take it to them. I really believe. And like I said, you know, coming off last week in Maryland, there's a lot of confidence, a lot of momentum and energy throughout our building, and you know, even more belief. And I think that's just growing.
Last one for you, Luke. Was there a specific message that Brett Bielema sent you guys, whether it be after that game or going into this week, just kind of what this can look like if you guys can build on that last performance and get some momentum going?
Yeah. You know, obviously he wanted us to enjoy the win, you know, never take winning for granted. But, you know, I think not just Coach B, but, you know, everybody in our program believes there's so much more out there for us. Like, we have high expectations for this team and this year. And, you know, we believe that, you know, everything we want is in front of us. And, you know, that's kind of the message, you know, kind of each and every day. And, you know, kind of just to win the day and, you know, win the week and win the game that's, you know, in front of us and, you know, put one foot in front of the other. But the belief and the expectation to have a great year and, you know, everything's still in front of us, there's, you know, firm and, you know, a true belief that we're going to go get that done. And, you know, Coach B instills that mindset in all of us.
Leave it to me to ask the dumb question at the end, but I thought, why not? Coming off a big win, you got homecoming coming up. What's one thing Luke Altmyer misses about Mississippi? Is it your dog? Is it a food? Like, what's the one thing, like, if on your bye week you're like, I'm going home because I need this?
Probably 100% sweet tea.
Oh, really? We don't make it very well around here, huh?
I can't find it. Every restaurant I go to, or a lot of restaurants I go to, I can't find it at all. And, you know, that's just such a staple down in Mississippi. You know, I've gone to, like, so many grocery stores just to find a jug of sweet tea. So, like, yeah, I can have fun. But,
we know what you're bringing back. You know, you go down, he's going to haul a trailer with just a bunch of sweet tea on it.
Yeah, I'm going to bring a good amount back up here for sure. I can't find any.
Well, if somebody knows of a spot, we'll have them text into the U of I Atlanta Lake text line, and next week we'll let you know.
Please, I need it. I really do.
Luke, on the note of that text line, I did want to get one good question in. Big Def sent this in. How much are you able to talk, or do you focus on, maybe you will this week, with Jim Leonard around, a guy that's pretty familiar with Wisconsin, some of those guys in that defense? Is that something that you can use as a resource? Is that something you might look to do going into this game?
Yeah, 1,000%. You know, I think that's, you know, that's just, you know, an incredible resource, obviously, for this week, but he's been an incredible resource throughout our season. He sees the game, you know, so much differently than so many other people. He's played the game for a long time and has been successful as a defensive coordinator and, you know, obviously with Wisconsin and kind of knowing that environment, knowing those players and knowing what they bring to the table, I think, you know, I'd be foolish not to use him as a resource and every way I can. And, you know, I know he will, you know, help us out in so many different ways. And, yeah, just thankful to have him in our building each and every week, but, you know, obviously, especially this one.
McDonald's and McAllister's Deli. Those are the two things we're getting right now. I thought McDonald's had pretty good tea, but no, probably not like Mississippi tea.
I'm not a big McDonald's guy.
Okay.
So,
yeah, I got it.
McAllister's, yeah, I do like McAllister's sweet tea.
Okay, all right, there you go.
That's some good sweet tea too, actually.
Oh, well, we'll keep digging for you, my man. We gotta get Luke his good sweet tea.
Come back with a report next Monday, and hopefully we'll be talking to you after another win. Good luck this weekend. Enjoy homecoming, and thanks as always, Luke.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
See you, buddy.
Luke Altmaier. Good stuff. Once again.
Great question, by the way, by
Big Def.
Good one. Great question.
That segment brought to you by Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend. First Federal Savings Bank, local and trusted. Crossroads Contractor Supply, the right tools when you need it. Brian Hansen at State Farm Insurance. Visit brianismyguy.com. And by Carpenters Local 243. Got to give you a quick update in the ALCS.
Baby.
Game 2 in Houston. The Astros down 1-0, and they're down 5-1 in this contest already. It's top three. Texas is... Man,
people are exploding in the world. People are exploding, saying, what are we doing? How can we change the playoff system? Yeah. All the favorites are losing. And whenever that happens, there's an implosion of, we're not doing this right. We're not running the things correctly. The wild card teams have too much an advantage. I don't know. Just go win the game, you know? But I'm not saying that there's not something to it. But
I don't know. There's something there, but tell me that you're not. I'd be entertained by a Rangers Phillies or a Rangers D-backs. Doesn't have to be.
I'm with you.
The Braves against.
No, I'm with you.
Whoever.
Yep. I said one
Braves,
time on
Astros,
our show.
Whatever.
I said one time on our show, if there was a food that I wish I would have liked, I don't remember what it was, but I remember thinking, like, I always wish I liked like salad or something. I could always, like, I'd go to when I was younger, we'd go out to eat pizza, which was a treat back then because you didn't go out very often. And everybody would eat salad except for me. And I didn't like it, but I was hungry. So everybody was eating salad. And I always felt like, you're screwing up here, man. You should be enjoying that. The other thing was tea. Like, I'd go to my buddy Rick Green's house in Villa Grove. We'd play wiffle ball for like 4 hours. You know, just, you know how when you're younger, sweat like a whatever sweats a lot. And you're in the best shape of your life. And Mrs. Green would always have a big thing of tea, and all my buddies drank tea, but I didn't like it. I just drink ice water, which you can't listen to. Good ice water on a hot day is as good as it get, just cold water in general. But I always remember thinking, man, I kind of wish I liked tea, and I think it's good for you. So I don't know, I wish I did.
217 says Luke sweet tea Altmaier.
Yeah, he's gonna be what we need to do is when they go to a bowl game and win it, they need to have like a thing of tea that somebody dumps over his head there at the end. And yeah, that'd be good for Luke. That was fun with Luke.
Good stuff. We'll catch a break. We'll hear from Brett Bielema, who spoke to the media today. We're going to get you some of that before we get out of here. And also mention some basketball.
Yeah.
The AP Top 25 dropped today. A couple Big Ten teams in it. Illinois being one of those.
Okay. That's big news.
We'll fill you in more on that before we leave here. James says the playoff format is fine. Just win, baby.
Amen.
Yep, I'm with you, James. All right, catch a break. Brett Bielema on the other side. This is The Drive.
Hey, Illini fans, it's the best time of the year. Homecoming. We can't wait to see you back on campus and at Memorial Stadium on Saturday, October 21st versus Wisconsin. Make sure to get in town early Friday for the homecoming parade and pep rally. Tailgating, family, homecoming, and Illinois football. What could be better than that? Get tickets at FightingIllini.com.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth, since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Well, you got events all week long. I mean, it's dinner on the quad Monday, homecoming International Day celebration Tuesday, Greek support homecoming, among other things, on Wednesday. Thursday's the Shabbat campus for Jewish life dedication ribbon cutting.
We will have, you know, a lot of featured guests throughout the week, obviously. Yeah. The homecoming parade on Friday. That'll be at 5:30.
You know, global talent show is on Tuesday night, and there's just so many fun festivities. Where do we go for more information?
Absolutely. Homecoming.illinois.edu. Cool. Go, Alina.
It's that time of year again when the Pregnancy Resource Center begins to prepare for their annual fundraising banquet. The 2023 banquet will be held on Friday, October 20th at 7 p.m. at the I Hotel in Champaign. Keynote speakers this year will be from the hit reality show Duck Dynasty, Al and Lisa Robertson. Married for over 30 years, the couple will openly share their hardships as they counsel couples in trouble across the country at churches and pregnancy centers. For more information or to make a donation, visit chprcevents.org.
You moved into your new home using two men and a truck. The garage was clean. Then,
I love the new recliner. What are we going to do with this old one?
Put it in the garage for now.
Over time, this cycle continued.
Garage for now, put it in the garage for now, put it in the garage for now, put it in the garage for now.
It happens. You got junk. Call Two Men and a Truck to get rid of all your junk, residential or commercial. Two Men and a Truck has a solution for your junk removal. Contact them at twomenchampagne.com. Two Men and a
Truck. Mom, she won't stop touching me. Broccoli stinks.
Guys, no phones at the table.
Family dinner time? Not easy. But you know what is easy? OSF On-Call Urgent Care. When you need convenient, affordable care for minor illnesses and injuries, you need OSF On-Call Urgent Care. Be seen in person or connect 24/7 online when and where you need it. Learn more at osfoncall.org/urgentcare.
The hammering, the sawing, the drilling, all the sounds of the workplace are music to our ears. You can be a part of construction projects, large and small, as a Carpenters Local 243 member. Learn to excel with apprentice and journeyman training. Members enjoy all the benefits this internationally recognized union has to offer. It's a life-changing decision. Join the Local 243 family tradition. Contact Carpenters Local 243 at 217-356-5463.
When it comes to skincare, using the Cleanse Tone Moisturize System is a must. When you start seeing discoloration, fine lines, uneven texture, it's time to pull out the heavy hitters. Merle Norman's high-performance serums power up your skincare regimen with these super concentrated formulas that target specific concerns and boost all benefits for your current skincare. Targeted, powerful, proven. Find your perfect serum today at Merle Norman, 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Before we get to Coach Bielema, I got to tell you about Busey. All you need is love and financial intimacy before you walk down the aisle. Busey suggests setting a solid financial footing. Their experts say the following tips for financial intimacy will help you out. Will you and your spouse-to-be keep finances separate or combined? Consider individual spending and saving habits. Couples that tackle money problems together and take responsibility for solving them will find that their relationship is better for it. Share credit. Let your spouse-to-be know your credit situation and vice versa. There's also a thing called Cupid's arrow that you need to know to help a plan to shoot down existing debt, starting with the balances that carry the highest interest rates. Whether you're just starting out or you are celebrating your milestone anniversary, Busey can help. An array of solutions tailored to your specific needs. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of their convenient locations today. Busey, member FDIC. Back on the Drive at Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Great stuff with Jay Layman, Luke Altmaier.
Yeah.
Let's get to Brett Bielema. 1 second here.
I love our Monday shows when Illinois wins.
It's a lot more fun.
Not that we don't have some fun if they don't win, but it's just so much more productive and fun, obviously.
A lot more to dig in on. You can tell the interest is there a lot more, which understandably so. If it would have been another, as I thought, a non-competitive loss on the road, you're 2-5. Like,
I kind of got mad at myself yesterday, and I'm dead serious about this, when I told Jay that, like, we ought to do a radio show about Purdue, and they ought to, somebody from over there ought to do a show on us, because what I, one thing that I haven't mastered in 14 years of doing this show is putting the emotions aside. Now, I think it's good to have the emotions. I think that plays with the listeners, and what I mean by that is I'm not trying to fool anybody. I think our listeners, for the most part, have the same emotions we do. Either they're mad, either they're super excited, they're very surprised, or they're very let down. I don't think that that's a bad thing to play that card a little bit with emotions, because I feel like, you know, at 53, drink, I mean, I'm kind of right there with a lot of people in this area that have been watching Illinois football or basketball or Illinois sports in general my whole life, to where I can get a pretty good read on what the Illini Nation, if you will, is feeling. Now, I don't know about, like, Kyle and his age and such, but I would assume it's similar to what we're feeling. They just don't have the history of it, right? They don't have that, oh, of course, here go, oh, well. I mean, whereas you and I, Pipes, even with you being much younger than me, there's still some history there for you to go back on, which isn't great, right? Although you do have some good history to go back on. But I kind of told myself yesterday, I'm like, I feel like you need to do a better job of just talking about the game without throwing the emotion in. You know, we always touch, you know, we give people, like, people give you, they ask you, like, do you root for Illinois when you're covering Illinois basketball? Well, you don't, because you're trying to be a professional. You're doing your job. You're covering the game. Now, let's be honest. Do you hope they win? Yeah. If they win, is life better? Yes. You get better interviews. The coaches are happier. The players are happier. Everybody's more willing to talk. Everything you can think about goes better if they're winning, right?
Of course.
But you don't sit there on the sideline, you know, in press row going, yeah, great shot, Luke. You know, no. you can't do that, essentially.
No, we do that at Hickory Rivers in the media room.
Yes! It's like the meme at the bar when they should. But you know, we want them to win, but I think sometimes I need to do a better job of coming in at either after a bad loss with not the crap of, oh, well, here we go again. I mean, sometimes that's just enough. People don't want to hear that. And then maybe a better job of, okay, we beat Maryland. Hell yes, I'm excited, but why? Why did we beat Maryland? What did Illinois do right in this game that they didn't do against Nebraska? So I'm going to make it a point from now on to try to be more kind of nitty-gritty with the game and not so much the emotion. Now, I don't know if that's going to work. If we lose to Wisconsin, I'll come in here Monday. Woe is me. We suck. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
But I think I understand where you're coming from. And it is an interesting spot that we're in to try to react and be a voice to what happened. But I do think that the emotion does make it relatable to people out there that feel the same stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm not saying, look, like, they weren't playing good football. Things that we said about the team, and Jay mentioned it earlier in the first hour, were pretty accurate for what they put on tape and what we saw for the first 6 weeks. And there's some, okay, Illinois is doing Illinois stuff again. Yep. And it's frustrating and everything, but I don't think there was anything necessarily wrong about that. But then you can react the other way when you're
That's true. When
you're shocked and surprised and there's a big win. That was a big win.
It was a big
flat
win.
Flat out. And I felt like I needed to tweet that, number one, because that's what it was.
Heck,
but
yeah.
It would be me being hypocritical or just not showing both sides of it. If I'm vocal when it's bad and then I don't say anything or say as much when it's good. And that was a really good win. And I credit to Brett Bielema and company, credit to the guys that showed up to play, and we'll see where it goes from here. I'm excited that we have a relevant the relevance is still in this season, especially if they can get some things going here in the second half. And I'm excited about that. I think a lot of people out there are as well.
Well said. Illinois basketball, 25th ranked?
They are.
I thought I'd jump on that real quick.
Yeah, we can. We can do that.
I know we got to hear from Coach, and I want to hear from Coach Bielema here, but not surprising, right? And then did you tweet out, this is 4 years in a row they've been in the AP top 25. That's the longest ever?
So the
it's hard to believe.
Illini basketball account tweeted that out. I think you got to find out. And I was trying to dig through how long the preseason AP top 25 has been going on. I know from at least 1960 and on, this is the first time Illinois has been in the preseason poll four straight years. Now, I went back into the mid-50s, earlier to mid-50s. I don't think there was a preseason AP poll, but the first poll that came out was usually after the first week of the season. Illinois had a stretch of six straight years of being in it. That was like Johnny Red Kerr and some of those teams that were really good.
Yep.
But essentially in the last 60-some years, this is the first time and longest streak that Illinois has been in the preseason AP top 25. So that shows a coach that has made you consistently in the picture, the national picture, and obviously a chance to make some noise in the Big Ten. Yes, it needs to be a situation in terms of taking the next step to be relevant second week into the NCAA tournament and beyond. Right. But, yeah, for Illinois to be 25th, I know Wisconsin just made the cut. They received the most votes of the teams that were not in the top 25, so essentially they were 26th. Maryland got votes. Indiana got votes. But at the top of it, you got Purdue, number three in the country.
Yeah, wow.
Michigan State, number four in the country. Mm. And you're going to face both those teams twice, and you're also going to face a Marquette team, a Tennessee team, and a Florida Atlantic team that are all top 10 in the country as well. So a loaded schedule, and, hey, I'm ready to see Illinois and Kansas do battle in about a week and a half, and Kansas is number one, top the charts.
I won't show any emotion. Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
217 says, Lon, if you did the show with no emotion, you would be just like ESPN. Show the emotion. The brotherhood is why I listen and why I frequent your sponsors.
Oh, well, that's nice, that, especially with the sponsors. That's true. No, and that's true. I mean, and I thought of things like, you know, we like our guys over at DWS, and those guys also, a lot of them cover games where they're at the game. They're getting press passes. And could I do that? Probably. I don't think Brent Moore or Derek Burson would, like, kick me out, probably. Well, maybe they would, though. They'd be like, Lon, you can't drink all day to tailgate. I can't? No, I'm kidding. I wouldn't do that. But it's just like I'm kind of the lone buck a little bit, in the sense that I don't go to all the press conferences. I don't. So in a way, maybe that is my role. You know, maybe in a way I'm the guy that, you know, I don't go and visit with Brad Underwood every week or Brett Bielema every week and ask those guys questions. And I used to do that with coaches, you know, when I worked in television and such. But I kind of like it this way. I kind of like the having just a little bit of a what's the word I'm looking for? Just
degree of separation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To where I don't do that, to where it makes it seem like I can be a little bit more emotional on things.
Lon got real self-reflective over the weekend.
I did, man. What the?
Hey, what you've been doing is working, man.
I wine walk, sat there and watched NFL yesterday, and I thought Heath, this was funny. He's like, it's the first time in all my years listening to the show that Lon said he didn't watch the Illini game at a bar. Well, I'm normally there, you know, if they're home, but
yeah.
You're right, because we usually just meet up, our crew, Pipes knows the crew, we usually meet up somewhere at a local establishment, and we can drown our sorrows together. That's what we do.
Or cheers when they have a win, which they did on Saturday. Let's catch one more break. Sorry to make you wait on Bielema, but we got to get some of these in, and then we'll come back and play Brett Bielema. Spoke about the win on Saturday and pushing forward to Wisconsin. If you want to weigh in, you can, 217-359-2255. This is The Drive.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
The Champaign Park District has some terrific fall events to jot down on your day planner. Flannel Fest will be in downtown Champaign in Westside Park from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. October 14th and 15th with music, a mustache contest, and lumberjack show. The Great Pumpkin Hunt has you looking for small painted rocks in area parks throughout the month of October. On Wednesday, October 25th at Marketplace Mall between 5 and 7 p.m., enjoy the free Halloween Fun Fest. Learn more at champagneparks.com.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
Well, you got events all week long. I mean, it's dinner on the quad Monday, homecoming International Day celebration Tuesday, Greek support homecoming, among other things, on Wednesday. Thursday's the Shabbat campus for Jewish life dedication ribbon cutting.
We will have, you know, a lot of featured guests throughout the week, obviously. Yeah. The homecoming parade on Friday. That'll be at 5:30.
You know, global talent shows on Tuesday night, and there's just so many fun festivities. Where do we go for more information?
Absolutely. Homecoming.illinois.edu.
It's that time of year again when the Pregnancy Resource Center begins to prepare for their annual fundraising banquet. The 2023 banquet will be held on Friday, October 20th at 7 p.m. at the I Hotel in Champaign. Keynote speakers this year will be from the hit reality show Duck Dynasty, Al and Lisa Robertson. Married for over 30 years, the couple will openly share their hardships as they counsel couples in trouble across the country at churches and pregnancy centers. For more information or to make a donation, visit chprcevents.org.
Accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini, member FDIC.
The hammering, the sawing, the drilling, all the sounds of the workplace are music to our ears. You can be a part of construction projects, large and small, as a Carpenters Local 243 member. Learn to excel with apprentice and journeyman training. Members enjoy all the benefits this internationally recognized union has to offer. It's a life-changing decision. Join the Local 243 family tradition. Contact Carpenters Local 243 at 217-356-5463.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Their slogan, "We have it when you need it." Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials as well as safety equipment all available. Call 402-8123. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while swear dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, the Brian Hansen State Farm agency right here in Champaign-Urbana can switch you over and you can start saving today. Our team is ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With the Brian Hansen State Farm agency, it's easy to switch and save. Just give our team a call at 217-344-1900 when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atah Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS. 435-120.
Are you tired of getting the short end of the stick and always being stuck with cold water for your showers? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing is here to help. With current tax incentives and rebates, you can save up to $900 on a high-efficiency tankless water heater, unlimited hot water, and saving on your energy bills. It seems like the best gift you could give your home. With the current promotion of 0% financing for qualified applicants, you can't afford not to call. 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lante and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Back in the drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Want to get you as much of this Brett Bielema as we can. If we have some left over, we can play it tomorrow. But here's your Illini head coach off of the win against the Terps and leading into a game against a squad he's very familiar with, that being the Wisconsin Badgers coming to town for homecoming. Here's Brett Bielema from today, your Illini head coach.
Obviously, this Wisconsin team has transitioned a lot. You know, we've had several rematch games. Purdue, Nebraska were both rematch games, but new staffs, right? So this is another rematch game, but obviously a totally different makeup, kind of what we saw from a year ago. There is some carryover on the defense side of the ball, but offensively, obviously new personnel, running back, obviously, but personnel used in different ways. So this is kind of a totally new opponent in that regard. So I'm excited to get back here in Memorial, and this is our eighth week, right? So there's some things that we started doing last week in practice. I thought our guys really responded well. I did some things Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday last week to kind of increase their mental reps and decrease their physical reps, and obviously played a four-quarter game and played really strong at the end. So we'll mirror some of that coming forward this week and go forward. So with that, congratulations to Seth and Caden, two guys get Big Ten Player of the Week. I think that's a huge deal and very well deserved. I thought I asked Brett after the game, are we going to nominate Caleb for the walk-off field goal or Isaiah for the two punt returns, and then had the Penn State kid get two punt returns for touchdowns, so I understand why he got it. And obviously the punter for Iowa going over 400 yards is a special treat. So too bad for those two guys that couldn't get special teams player of the week, but very well deserved.
Brett, I'm sure every week is the same for you guys, but what's the key as a coaching staff when you do win? What do you emphasize to sustain?
Yeah, really the state status quo. Our schedule for Sunday really remains the same. When it was, I might tweak it, you know, just because of the number of reps in a game, like the amount of time that we devote to the opponent versus the upcoming opponent, but we pretty much every Sunday kind of put the game to bed, win or lose, and then have a brief dinner break. We did have a victory meal, which I think our guys really enjoy. I know coaches enjoy as well. And then jumped into our preparation for Wisconsin. Sometimes we'll take them out on the field, depending on kind of where we are injury-wise and everything. But for the most part, that Sunday, the reason we do that is to really win or lose. You flush it and move on. And I want them to hear walking out of the building on Sunday night, nothing but our next opponent, which obviously was Wisconsin. So they turn the page, and then today is a day off, but we see a lot of our kids come through, watch film, get early game plan thoughts, and obviously come over, get a lot of treatment. Some of our guys do a voluntary lift on Monday as well.
Brett, what changed for you or flipped in that timeout to go from calling field goal before half to go
and work? The confidence in my coaches, Barry Lummy. I asked him if he felt good about the call, and he immediately answered, said he felt great with the call. All the offensive coaches felt that way. And then, you know, there was a little bit of a three-headed monster going into that little scenario, right? We got really close on the pass play, so we were trying to get a read from the officials on whether or not the ball was crossed. They've gotten really hairy this year about coaches leaving the box. I was trying to get down there to ask the question, and the clock was running, and I had one timeout to use, obviously. So a little bit of that going on, with addition to if it was short, do we want to go for it? Do we want to kick the field goal? And then obviously when they called timeout, that kind of cleared everything up for us and let us go to that moment.
Brett, that's a position of short yardage that we talked a lot about in recent weeks. Is there any confidence carry over your offense, your coaches?
Well, you know, you go back to last Sunday, I had a meeting. I always, you know, meet with both sides of the ball. We meet as a staff, and then I'll sit down. And one of the things I directed staff last Sunday was we were going to put in instead of having Wednesday be our third down, third and short, and fourth and short install, I moved it to Monday, and then we repped it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And obviously the first third and one was on the very first drive that converted, and then obviously the next play was a touchdown. And I made a big deal of that Sunday night in my presentation to the team about how we win games, and a lot went into that prep, and a lot went into the results.
Coach, do the, you know, maybe more mental reps, a little fewer the physical reps. Is it always, I mean, are you always looking at that midpoint of the season, or do you adjust for the team or schedule?
Yeah, I think as a head coach, it's one of the things that I had three sheets laying in front of me of kind of a tomorrow's practice schedule, and I kind of gone back and forth several times with what I wanted to do, was trying to tweak it between a certain number of periods and a certain number of walkthrough periods, and Mark Torson, our chief of staff, he came in, and I think he saw all three sheets, and I kind of went with one, but I modeled it a lot off of what we did last year in week eight a little bit. There's a little bit of carryover from where you've done things in the past, but really it's about this year's team, right? And Last year and last week in particular, we had those two freshman running backs. We knew they were going to be probably the guys on Saturday, so we wanted to get a lot of good early down reps with them. So we kind of increased the number of early down reps and minimized the number of third down reps that they took. So it's a little bit of give and take each week, to be quite honest. But yes, you do all year long.
Tips. The Circus Sports Illinois app is ready for action. Now you can download, fund, and bet like a pro from anywhere in Illinois. CircusSports.com. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Did you know the Anita Purvis Nature Center is a home for live animals? Stop by the Nature Center. View the turtles, owls, snakes, and salamanders. These were orphaned or injured animals who wouldn't be able to survive in the wild. But they help educate the public at the Nature Center. Sponsor an educational animal for as little as $15 a month. And make sure that animal has good food, housing, and medical care. For details, visit urbanaparks.org.
Hey, this is Derek Piper from The Drive. We're doing our show from Pia's Friday, October 20th, beginning at 3 p.m. Come out and join us.
I can't wait. And we're going to have some special guests, Derek Piper. How about former Illinois players? Martin O'Donnell, love hearing him. Great player on that offensive line.
Enjoy Twisted Tea drink specials, prizes, and tickets to the homecoming game as well against Wisconsin that Saturday.
Pia's 1609 Springfield Avenue in Champaign with a team from Stevie J Broadcasting saying, go Illini!
Illini fans, for a limited time at Jet's Pizza, new popcorn chicken pizzas. Their tasty popcorn chicken on their famous BBQ, Aloha BBQ, Buffalo Ranch, or Bacon Ranch pizzas. It's new and a limited time offer, so don't miss out. Try any of the four for just $17.99, code BBQ. Their popcorn chicken pizzas are perfect to order while watching football with friends and family. Try their tasty popcorn chicken on their famous BBQ, Aloha BBQ, Buffalo Ranch, or Bacon Ranch pizzas. Just $17.99. Code BBQ. Jets, better because it has to be.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car, they are PDR. When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champaign, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda,
BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars, they're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com. Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lante and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
All right, real quick.